Understanding Neuromyelitis Optica. Embark on a journey to comprehend Neuromyelitis Optica, NMO, a rare autoimmune disorder affecting the central nervous system. This article serves as your guide, providing insights into the causes of NMO, common symptoms, and available management strategies. Delve into risk factors, complications, preventive measures, and the importance of early diagnosis and multidisciplinary care in addressing this complex neurological condition. Overview of Neuromyelitis Optica. Neuromyelitis Optica, NMO, also known as Devic's disease, is an autoimmune disorder that primarily affects the optic nerves and spinal cord. In NMO, the immune system mistakenly targets and attacks specific cells in the central nervous system, leading to inflammation and damage. The hallmark features of NMO include optic neuritis, inflammation of the optic nerves that can result in vision loss, and transverse myelitis, inflammation of the spinal cord that can cause weakness, sensory disturbances, and paralysis. Symptoms: optic nerve involvement, vision impairment, often manifesting as optic neuritis, resulting in pain, blurred vision, and sometimes complete vision loss. Spinal cord involvement, transverse myelitis, causes weakness, numbness, and sometimes paralysis in the limbs, along with issues with bladder and bowel function. Other neurological symptoms: NMO may also present with symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, hiccups, and respiratory difficulties. Causes: Neuromyelitis Optica is primarily an autoimmune disorder where the immune system mistakenly attacks the optic nerves and spinal cord. Unlike other demyelinating disorders like multiple sclerosis, NMO is associated with the presence of a specific antibody called aquaporin 4, AQP4, which plays a key role in the development of the condition. What happens because of the condition? The hallmark of NMO is inflammation and demyelination, leading to damage to the optic nerves and spinal cord. This results in a variety of neurological symptoms, primarily affecting vision and motor function. The recurrent nature of NMO exacerbations can lead to cumulative damage over time. Risk factors. While the exact cause of NMO is not fully understood, certain factors may increase the risk of developing the condition. 1. Age and gender. NMO often affects individuals between the ages of 20 and 40, and it is more common in women than in men. 2. Ethnicity. Some studies suggest a higher prevalence of NMO in certain ethnic groups, including individuals of Asian and African descent. 3. Autoimmune conditions. There may be an increased risk for individuals with other autoimmune disorders, such as lupus or myasthenia gravis. Diagnosis. Diagnosing Neuromyelitis Optica involves a combination of clinical evaluation and specific laboratory tests, including the detection of AQP4 antibodies. Magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, of the brain and spinal cord can reveal characteristic lesions, and a lumbar puncture may be performed to analyze cerebrospinal fluid. Treatment options. 1. Immunosuppressive therapy. Medications like corticosteroids, azathioprine, mycophenolate mofetil, or rituximab may be prescribed to suppress the immune response and reduce inflammation. 2. Plasma exchange. Plasmapheresis. This procedure may be considered in severe cases to remove antibodies from the blood and replace them with healthy plasma. 3. Symptomatic treatment. Depending on the symptoms, supportive measures such as physical therapy, pain management, and medications to address specific neurological symptoms may be recommended. 4. Preventive strategies. Some individuals may benefit from ongoing immunosuppressive therapy to reduce the frequency and severity of relapses. Complications. 1. Visual impairment. Persistent inflammation of the optic nerves can lead to irreversible vision loss in affected individuals. Motor and sensory impairments. Recurrent attacks on the spinal cord may result in long-term weakness, numbness, and potential paralysis, impacting daily activities and quality of life. 2. Bladder and bowel dysfunction. Neurological involvement can lead to disruptions in bladder and bowel function, requiring management strategies to address these complications. 3. Respiratory complications. Severe cases of Neuromyelitis Optica may lead to respiratory difficulties, particularly if the muscles involved in breathing are affected. Prevention. While there is no known way to prevent neuromyelitis optica, individuals diagnosed with the condition can take certain measures to manage their health. 1. Adherence to medications. Consistent use of prescribed immunosuppressive medications as directed by healthcare professionals can help prevent relapses and reduce the risk of complications. 2. Regular follow-up. Maintaining regular checkups with neurologists and other healthcare providers allows for timely adjustments to treatment plans and monitoring of potential complications. 3. Healthy lifestyle. Adopting a healthy lifestyle, including regular exercise, a balanced diet, and stress management, may contribute to overall well-being and potentially support the immune system. Medications. 1. Immunosuppressive agents. Medications such as corticosteroids, azathioprine, mycophenolate mofetil, or rituximab are commonly used to suppress the immune system and manage inflammation. 2. Plasma exchange. Plasmapheresis. This procedure may be considered in severe cases to remove harmful antibodies from the blood. 3. Symptomatic treatment. Medications to address specific symptoms, such as pain relievers or medications for bladder dysfunction, may be prescribed as needed. When to see a doctor. It is crucial for individuals with neuromyelitis optica to seek medical attention in the following situations. 1. New or worsening symptoms. Any changes in vision, motor function, or sensory perception should be promptly reported to a healthcare professional. 2. Signs of infection. Since some medications used for NMO may suppress the immune system, any signs of infection, such as fever or persistent cough, should be evaluated by a doctor. 3. Severe flare-ups. If an individual experiences a severe relapse with significant neurological symptoms, immediate medical attention is necessary. Demographics more susceptible. Neuromyelitis optica can affect individuals of any age, but it is most commonly diagnosed in people between the ages of 20 and 40. Women are more frequently affected than men, and there may be a higher prevalence in certain ethnic groups, including individuals of Asian and African descent. Follow-up care for adults and children. Pediatric care. Children with neuromyelitis optica require specialized care, including regular neurological assessments and adjustments to treatment plans as they grow and develop. Adult care, regular follow-up appointments with neurologists and other healthcare providers are essential for monitoring the condition, adjusting medications, and addressing any emerging complications. Conclusion. In conclusion, neuromyelitis optica is a challenging autoimmune disorder that requires ongoing management and care. Timely medical intervention, adherence to prescribed treatments, and a proactive approach to monitoring and addressing complications are crucial for optimizing outcomes. While there is no cure for NMO, advancements in medical understanding and treatment options offer hope for improved quality of life for individuals affected by this condition. Regular communication with healthcare providers and a commitment to overall health and well-being play key roles in managing neuromyelitis optica effectively. World Eye Care Foundation's iCare.live brings you the latest information from various industry sources and experts in eye health and vision care. Please consult with your eye care provider for more general information and specific eye conditions. We do not provide any medical advice, suggestions, or recommendations for any health conditions.